Life is busy, we get it, but stick with us for 5 minutes and we'll boil down key issues in Pakistan, Lebanon, and Uganda. There's an update from Russia too, and everything is connected to the gospel. I'm Greg Yoder, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Things are heating up in Pakistan, and we're not talking about the weather.
Christians are experiencing much more persecution in Pakistan, and there's a legitimate fear that the government's not going to look after the Christians, but actually accelerate this persecution.
That's Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International. They're helping believers stay in Pakistan safely instead of fleeing persecution.
There is no geopolitical boundary or force that operates against the work of the Holy Spirit. God is drawing people to himself. What we seek to do is create a good environment for this new believer to be nurtured and discipled.
While they're staying put, thousands are on the move, but they're going from the frying pan into the fire. Will you pray for them? Christine just turned 4 on Saturday, July 18th. Instead of celebrating with her family's hoping she's still alive. 11 months ago, Christine was snatched from the arms of her mother by militants of the Islamic State. After that, the family was deported from their hometown in Iraq. The family is receiving regular help from Open Doors through the church and its local partners. 1 year anniversary of her kidnapping is an opportunity to pray for her return. Will you join in? This is Mission Network News. Deaf children in the Middle Eastern cultures tend to be neglected or even abandoned because of their impairment. When a Christian organization based in Lebanon began reaching out to the deaf 5 years ago, it basically found an unreached people group. Noting the desire to belong, the ministry decided to offer its vacation Bible school outreach to deaf kids. With the assistance from Christian Aid Mission, the ministry is hoping to serve 200 to 300 deaf children. Details at missionnews.org. Apheo, it means he loves in the language of Lusoga, and that's what Every Child Ministries is displaying through its Apheo project. A container full of supplies sent by ECM recently arrived in Uganda, which will be used by a school to bless the greater community. ECM's Bruce Coker.
It's working through the schools and the church in a community, which is Nagobia, and we're trying to, of course, spread the love of Christ and try to help them to understand how they can have a relationship with Christ. But it's working through the school, so we're also trying to implement Christ into the classroom.
The goal is to meet physical and spiritual needs, but ECM is also working to teach self-sustainability.
We're trying to teach them to become independent. You know, right now and in the beginning, they were very dependent on a file. Well, now we're helping them understand that by you earning money and earning and making things, you're able to rely on yourself.
You can donate to the Apheo Project through a link in our web story. And oftentimes, Russian orphans go to school, but they don't have the life skills they need to survive. Fortunately, local churches in Ryazan have started transition homes, and Greg Mangione says SOAR International is helping them out.
The youth that are living at the transition home right now have just really taken to the program, enjoy the classes that they're doing and the fellowship they have.
SOAR has workers and a summer intern that's helping them learn to cook, sew, plant a small garden, and English.
They use the English program as a way to minister to the community at large. They might use the Bible or verses as part of the curriculum that they'd be using in teaching English. As they get to know people, of course, just use the personal relationships as an opportunity to share their life with Christ with people that do not yet know him.
Pray for SOAR workers to effectively share the gospel and inspire others with their testimonies. More ways to help at our website. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world a little more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up. It's free. Go to missionnews.org. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.